Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And I'm Rob Schneider.
This is Throwback Thursday, My Favorite Things. Welcome. Wow. Oh, my gosh. You just threw a football? Was that a football?
Yeah, I think so.
It looked like a small football, but you did the motion of throwing it, so I thought, that's close.
It was a small football.
Yeah, no, that's nice. You're not quite ready for good news, but it's good enough.
That's something I've ever heard.
I was trying to think of another football musical. Is there any other musical that has football?
I think we've talked about this
All American.
Before.
We talked about All American.
Pass the football from Wonderful Town.
And also the Aggies in everyone's favorite. The straightest men alive in that movie sequence where they're like in the locker room. And they're
Let's go
like,
get some fag.
Doing that choreography kills me.
In their underwear.
Yep.
And jock straps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's if you go to Flaming Saddles, which you would probably don't, nope. Which is a gay bar with a Western theme to
nice.
It.
Nice.
I
see what they did there with Flaming.
You see it?
Flaming Saddles. That's like blazing.
On a loop. It's always that number. And then
are you serious?
Yeah. Then the barn dance from Seven Brides for Brilliant. Seven Brothers. And then some scenes from Unsinkable Molly Brown, and I can't figure out why.
Interesting choice.
Calamity Jane. Mm-hmm. Calamity Jane. Mm-hmm. That makes a little bit more mm-hmm. sense. We all learn something new every day. how have you been?
Hey, good. Very good.
Yeah?
I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time.
Well, we spent like every day together for like 2 months.
Yeah, because we were doing a workshop of yep. a new musical together, and that mm-hmm. was like we were practically living with each other at that point. And now we don't see each other as much, and that makes me sad.
I know.
But I'm happy that we have this podcast.
Me too.
Because it unites us. That's not my shower song this week. Do you want to know what my shower song is?
Ooh, shower song this week.
Yeah. What? I realize I can play these three songs and it's a perfect length to take a shower.
Oh,
to.
So you play the song in the shower. You're not just singing by yourself.
Yeah, sometimes, but sometimes I do play.
Okay,
it.
What'd you play?
Okay, this is going to be the weirdest playlist. Are you ready?
Of course, I expect this.
It always starts off with Phyllis Newman singing Better from The Mad Woman of Central Park. Not joking.
The loneliest shower in the New York City.
Oh, God.
Okay, what next?
Then it goes into Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Waving Through a Window. Oh. No. Not getting called back for that role.
You're a good director.
Thank you. Stick with what you know, folks. And then the third one is usually Catch Our Act at the Met, the Comden and Green number.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
You're right. I never would have. I mean, I really don't think I would have guessed any of that on multiple choice.
No. So yep. That's those are my three that I shower to. And very I realize well they're a perfect, perfect length to get your body clean, to meditate, and to move on with your life.
Wow.
Now, if I had to shampoo my hair, which I don't, that would mean I would need a fourth song in there.
But it would need to be short because, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have any hair.
No. I'm just saying if if I had hair, that would allow a fourth song, and that fourth song would be Charming from Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stick to being
so
straight.
So good.
That's stick to... Again. Although one of our listeners Charming. Wrote back and was like, when we suggested that would be a great drag number, he's like, I'm already working on that as a drag
yes.
number. So I'm like, yes, send us videos.
Tell us when we can come see you.
I want to see you.
I love drag shows. I'm
Do
just
going to
tell you that right now. Love it. RuPaul's Drag Race starting at the end of the month. Sutton's friends with one of them. Can't wait. Sasha Velour. We're so excited.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's one of the show. Like, there's a couple shows I watch religiously. CBS Sunday Morning. That's one of my favorite shows. Give me some RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes.
I didn't know that. Do you watch any other reality TV shows?
Well, I watch other reality TV shows by default because I'm married to somebody who loves The Real Housewives of...
Insert, and was on a reality insert. Show.
Yes, we were on a reality, but not like one of those. We were like on a more like wholesome kind of like family show.
Yours was educational.
I think so. I dealt with transgender issues and like, yeah, and really important for people to see a family who's, you know, Sutton's family, my wife, her family, her stepfather went transitioned to be a woman. And got it split up with her mother. And so this TV show was just about that situation and her half brother, who was 16 at the time, and his, coming to terms with it all.
And it's a wonderful program. It's very educational. I wish you guys would do another season.
Yeah. I don't think that at the time, this was 2 years ago, and it was Ryan Seacrest produced it on ABC Family, which is Freeform now. And I just don't think that people were ready for it. And it was on, it's on an, it, they deliberately, Freeform, ABC Family wanted it because they wanted to change their, you know, 700 Club played after this transgender show. So, I mean, they picked it because they wanted it to target a new audience, which, as you can see in their programming, they changed the name of their, you know, their station. I mean, they've been trying to do that, but I think that it was just a little too much too soon. I think it was a lot for people to handle, but it was really fun to be part of. So, thus, my wife loves reality shows, other kinds, the more dramatic kind, the kind that I'm like, are you kidding me? You guys, they told them to say this. They were like, ladies, this is what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to get you drunk, and you're going to talk about this. I think it's all scripted.
You think it's all?
I think it's all. You hired a bunch of like actresses for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever, and you're really going to think that they're not. They don't know that the more dramatic and the more flamboyant and crazy they get, the more money they're going to get paid and popular they are. No, they know exactly what they're doing.
I think all reality shows are fake except Long Island Medium. I am obsessed with the Long Island Medium. I have no shame of saying I love her. I love her because everyone, you ever notice in that show that everyone that dies always died very peacefully and they always forgive the person from
She's
the
never
other
like,
side.
It was a violent death. They were miserable. They were... In pain.
It was horrible.
Agony.
It was miserable.
You never know anything like it.
Are they okay?
No.
No.
It's horrible. Actually not. They're still in pain right now.
I'm guilty that I wasn't there.
You are.
He remembers that.
I know. He actually just said it. Whispered in my ear.
Whispered in my ear. Yeah. Whispered in my ear. He loved orange. He loved the color orange and he hated your guts. Am I right? Loved the color orange. And he sang to me. He sang to me. My favorite song was Tiny Dancer and I Hate My Wife. That's what he's saying to me right now.
It's a good musical.
That I Hate My Wife. The sequel to I Love My Wife. So I don't think Long Island Medium is fake. I think Long Island Medium is very
that's
real.
Funny.
She walks up to people. Somebody died. You're talking to a senior citizen group. Yes, I'm sure somebody's mother here passed.
You're getting warmer. Getting warmer.
Getting warmer.
I know.
So I don't think she's fake. But I don't think she is fake. I know what is real, and what is real is our favorite thing.
You keep telling yourself that.
And,
oh,
hey,
yay.
Guess what?
What?
This is our 60th favorite thing.
Wow.
We have 60.
I'm starting to run out, Rob. Sometimes we're like, hey, we're going to record 5 of these things, and I'm like,
what are we going to?
What? No, I'm kidding. I actually have a whole
thing
list.
Today.
Dear diary, it's fun.
Notes.
I'm
liner
quite
notes.
Happy that we've really. I like going back and looking because sometimes I say to myself, I think of a favorite thing and I think, wait, did we already do that?
Like, yeah.
So we did one on the second act trouble, that book.
Yeah.
And I was like, even when I was doing research on that, I was like, wait, I had to go back and look at our search through our podcast because I thought maybe you had already talked about it.
My favorite thing this week is Brian Stokes Mitchell's dresser.
Really scraping, like, but But hey, shout out to all dressers out there, because that is a hard job.
Claude does a great job of getting his cuffs just right.
Good old Jacques.
We'll post Claude, not Jacques.
I don't know. I just wanted to go with it.
So it is our 60th, so it's a special one for us. So for our 60th, what is your favorite thing?
My favorite thing. Favorite thing.
There you go.
I'm a tenor. It's one of my first CDs, and not one of my first CDs, but a CD that really influenced me when I went to college. This is back in 1998. This disc came out. It's a solo CD of a Broadway artist. You know, this is before like everyone used to like put out CDs, but it was because this is before YouTube and before all of that. So, and this is, she put this disc out and she catalogs, new composers of 1998.
Is this Audra McDonald?
This is Audra McDonald's Way Back to Paradise that None Such, did. And it's, she's got many albums and God knows she's done so many. I mean, hello, 6 Tony Awards record, and also won in all 4 categories. Kills me.
Yeah, right.
Kills me. Like that. Come on. And she's, I never gonna give up a chance to see her live. I love her. I think she's so fantastic. But this was a young Audra. This is 98, and she's singing the work of Michael John Lacusa, Jason Robert Brown, one of my favorites, Ricky Ann Gordon, whom I assisted for a while, Adam Gettle, Jenny Gehring, and I don't think I'm forgetting anybody. But basically, new artists of the late 90s, or they were new back then. Like, this is Jason Robert Brown before he did Parade. This is post Songs for a New World, Jason Robert Brown. This is Michael John Lacusa after Hello Again, but before Marie Christine. So, and which is Way Back to Paradise, the title of it is the song that he wrote Marie Christine for her. Interesting and story, fun fact, is that she auditioned for Hello Again when she was at Juilliard, right after Juilliard, because they were doing that at Lincoln Center in 94. Oh, yeah. And she was just new to New York. And there was not he was like, there's not a part for you in this show. But he was so in love with her that he's like, I'm going to make something for you. Now, I'm sure that in her heart of hearts, it was going to be a more successful show than Marie Christine, which I do think that there's good things about Marie Christine. It's basically an opera to me. I mean, it is a tour de force singing role that she did. But he wrote her an opera, you know? I mean, like, he wrote her that 6 years later. So something to be said about auditioning, friends, and knowing that it's about making the relationship and it's not about getting the job as much as it is about making fans.
Absolutely.
So anyway, all that is to say is that I think it's really fun to go back and listen to this album and listen to Audra interpret these songs, but also hear these songs. And many of the composers are playing the music. Like, I know Ricky's playing the piano and she sings his songs, and I know Adam Gettle's playing the piano. So it's really fun to hear the writers playing the songs for her and her to hear her interpretation of it. And I love it. I love, and maybe it's really personal because that's when I went to college, and it's a very impressionable time period in our lives. I was 18, and it was that this record was a very important piece of art for me. And I think it's actually a really great little capsule of the 90s as well, and where American musical theater writing was going. Whereas today, our students will tell us they go on YouTube, and anyone can put their music out there. Some of it's great, a lot of it's just okay. But you go type in new musicals, and there's websites for it and everything. But in the 1990s, there was no place that you and I could really go and hear who the new writers were. No. So this album was so important to me because that's how I got to know Ricky, and that's how I got to know these writers that were so, Adam Gettle, I still am like, Mr., give us more art.
And let's be honest, she easily could have made more money and more sales if it was Audra McDonald sings Cole Porter. Audra McDonald sings the classics.
Audra McDonald just sings the phone book. It would be fine.
Because if you remember, she was successful at that time, but she wasn't the phenomenon that she is now.
Not a phenomenon at all.
So she easily could have taken the easy path on all of this.
And she did do tell, you know, she's in that private practice. Is that what it was called? Private practice? She was in that
private practice.
That Grey's Anatomy offshoot show.
Yeah.
With Kate Walsh.
Yeah.
But, you know, and she definitely, you know, kind of went a little mainstream, but I love that she always does the Broadway.
Audra McDonald really did introduce a whole new generation to a group of composers whose work might not have been heard and not have been picked up had she not made this album.
I think it's really cool that they did that. Yeah.
So let's give her some credit for all of this. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. The name of the album again is called?
Way Back to Paradise.
Way Back
to Paradise.
It's her
first album, yeah.
From 1998.
Yeah.
And
Nonesuch is and a shout out to Nonesuch as well, because they were putting out art music that really, and show music that no other record companies were doing. So no, I think that's really special.
That they must be still in business, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
I don't own a copy. I've listened to it. I don't think I own a copy, so I gotta get a copy.
One more second on it is that I love that it does have she sings, you know, Stars in the Moon and Jason Robert Brown, and then Adam Gettle, you've got his, but then you've got these Ricky and Gordon songs are true art songs. I mean, he wrote, My Life with Albertine, but that's like an art piece as well that Kelly O'Hara did when that was at Playwrights. But this is, you really get some art songs as well, and you get to hear her really sang. Like she's like she'll mix belt, but then she goes into soprano land, and I love it.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
So thank,
check it out.
Thank you, Audra. Thank you, Nonesuch. And thank you, Kevin David Thomas, for an amazing favorite thing.
Why, thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Kevin.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Thank you.
What you got for me today?
Well, it is our 60th, and I felt that we should go back to our roots, or at least my roots.
Are you going back to the 60s?
80s.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's our roots. That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to a TV special.
Let me do this.
Listen. I was born in the wrong era.
I know.
I was born in the wrong era, and I'm sorry to my listeners. Once again, I'm going to give you another old campy evening in front of the YouTube.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to take you to January 19th, 1980, for the second to last place in the ratings of that week. So once again, this program, which is my favorite thing, received the second to last place in the ratings for that week.
I love that you have that stat, by the way.
Well, I want to impress you a little bit. It was on CBS at 10 p.m., and it was...
Joyce DeWitt starring in Agnes of God. I don't know. What is it?
Agnes of God debuted in 1982. It did not come out in 1980.
I thought you said 84.
Before you use my Agnes of God as a punchline, would you be so kind as to check the credibility before you just piss all over my show?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to Agnes and God.
The baby was in the waste paper basket. One day I'll explain to you why I'm so obsessed with Agnes of God.
I look forward to that day.
But not today. It was the Beatrice Arthur special.
What?
It was the Beatrice Arthur special.
There's a Beatrice Arthur special?
What? You don't know this?
No!
Kevin, I'm literally going to... Look at me. I'm literally frozen
you
in my
are.
Chair.
You're like planking on that
I'm like
chair.
Planking. Oh, that's my core.
Yeah. That's your core.
I just found my core. I'm so happy you were all here to witness it. My neighbor is looking at me. I found my core.
Oh, my God.
Not whore. Core. Never mind.
B. Arthur had a special.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Mm-mm.
Let us begin.
Okay.
So if you remember, dear listeners, B. Arthur had a wonderful Broadway career prior to television success in the 1970s. We remember her as Vera Charles in Mame. She won the Tony Award for that. We remember her as the original Yenta and Fiddler on the Roof. She did Three Penny Opera. She did
Cry for Us All.
She didn't do Cry for Us All, did she?
What am I thinking of?
Mother's Kisses.
That's the one. I always get those confused. I always get those two confused.
I get them confused a lot,
too. I really do.
The audience who saw Mother's Kisses said, Cry for Us All. Because it just wasn't a good show.
That's right.
So here's the interesting thing about her. She went off to do television. She did Maude, right? The TV show Maude. Mm-hmm. And when she was done, it was assumed that she was going to just get another television series right off the bat. And a lot of networks didn't want to hire her because she had what they call a low Q rating. Do you know what a Q rating is?
No.
I just learned about this a couple of months ago, and I'm so fascinated by it. They show pictures of people, famous people that are on television, to a group of random folks. And based on people's emotions and feelings towards the person that they're looking at, they either give them a high Q rating or a low Q rating.
That's crazy.
So, for example, Steve Carell scores a really high Q rating. People see him and they're like, I like Steve Carell. As opposed to somebody like, you know who used to get a really low
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Like Bobcat Goldthwait get a low Q rating.
Hot to Trot was a really good movie.
I think we all
like
Hot to Trot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
So B. Arthur was like, why am I not getting any work? And they're like, your Q rating is the lowest. People think you're a wonderfully talented actress, but they just don't like you.
That's the worst thing you could say to someone.
Right? So she said, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to do a variety special to remind everybody that I'm not the really tough person that plays Maude Finley. I am a musical comedy star. I can do comedy. Mm-hmm. I can do skits. I can do drama. I can do this. And it doesn't come off as successfully as we were hoping. So,
isn't her husband? Her husband is like a great director.
Her husband was Gene Sachs.
Yeah.
Who directed Mame, who directed I Love My Wife. And this, it's actually funny because this special is filled with songs from I Love My Wife.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, I'm being dead serious. The supporting cast. Don't you know about the Everybody Today is Turning On? When it's her and Rock Hudson singing.
You've talked about this before.
I use the word singing very liberally. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's her supporting cast, Rock Hudson, who they make him sing. Rock Hudson can't sing. So he looks incredibly stiff and uncomfortable. Melba Moore from Pearly.
Oh, yeah.
She's in it. And Waylon Flowers and Madam.
Waylon Flowers
was a gay puppeteer. Oh. And he had a really, like the puppet Madam literally looks like Elaine Stritch.
Nice.
And it's just like this really bitchy, campy puppet.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So he's got that. Anyway, the opening number, it's the four of them. And they look so awkward. It literally looks like an office party at an insurance company.
No.
Like they told all the managers of all the departments, why don't you all do a funny number for everybody? So they all look stiff. They all look awkward. And the opening number is, hey there, good times, here I am. It's literally the opening of I Love My Wife. That's how they open the show. I Love My Wife.
Wow.
So like I said before, it is incredibly, incredibly awkward. They have, besides that, we also have a couple of numbers. We have the big finale, which is the 60s number Saved. Remember that? I used to smoke. I used to drink, but I was saved. And they all, okay. All right. But it's B. Arthur doing it.
Right.
So it's, I used to smoke. I used to drink.
Drink.
But now I'm saved.
Saved.
Oh, and of course, Seth Rudetsky points this out in a brilliant deconstruction of her, that she never really sang the last word of any song because she wasn't able to sustain a note. So it's like, hey there, good times here. I am. He does.
Right, like the man in a moon is a lady.
He does a brilliant observation of her when she sang Nobody, Don't Rain on My Parade. Because she's like, she literally goes, nobody, nobody. Goes, bum, 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 bum. It's going to rain on my parade.
No way. No
way. And that's
the
end of the number. So you have to listen because every number ends with her just speaking that last word. The most awkward moment in this show has to come. So if you're, it's two that I love. non-musical theater people, skip to 23 minutes and 15 seconds into the YouTube clip.
23 minutes and 15 seconds.
She does a skit to show that she can do comedy. This skit is called Famous Mothers. And she is interviewed, and she is supposed to be Steve Martin's mother. So she does the thing with a fucking arrow in her head.
Oh, God.
And she tries to do, well, excuse me. Watching her do it, literally, my asshole was like this. I was so awkward for her, I tightened up everything. Oh. I tightened up everything. But one of my favorites, because it's so 70s and it's so campy and it's so brilliant, is her and Rock Hudson singing Everybody Today Is Turning On. And each verse is a progression in their evening. So at the beginning, they're mixing cocktails together. Oh. And then they're at a dinner. Mm. And then they're having drinks. And then they're just cuddling on the sofa with each verse.
Oh, so they are like romantic in theory.
We don't know what it is.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
She talks everything. For some, it's pot. For some, it's booze. Just talk, talk. And Rock Hudson is clearly looking at cue cards.
Oh,
and you can
bless.
Tell in his eyes, like, they're moving it too fast. They're moving it too fast. And he's trying to split focus between the card and smiling at her and like being
Rock.
In the scene. Poor Rock Hudson. And it is the Bea Arthur special. It was on in 1980, once again, the second to last place in the ratings for that week. I don't really think it improved her Q rating any. But just a little bit later, she goes to Golden Girls and All Is Well.
Oh,
so you might
well
have
in
seen
world.
Individual song clips of this on broadcasts on like YouTube before. You have to watch the whole thing. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you my favorite part.
What?
There's a part where she comes out and she goes, my producers wanted me to dress a little bit more sexy, you know, like Dolly Parton. And then in a split screen, she comes out mm-mm. as Dolly Parton mm-mm. and does mm-mm. like a Dolly Parton impression.
Nope.
Then she goes away. Then she's like, I didn't really like Dolly Parton, but I really love Cher. And then she came out in a split screen dressed as Cher and like did a Cher impression and then went away. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. So once again, this is the Beatrice Arthur special. 1980 was
wow.
on CBS, the second to last place in the ratings, but first in my heart.
Oh, that's nice.
First in my heart.
That's nice.
Nobody's going to bring a cloud to rain on my parade.
That's right. Don't sustain that note.
Hey there, good times here. I am.
Such a buildup, too.
It's yeah, like, it is.
Gun, 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 gun. I gun, 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 gun.
Am. Drops it into the basement and gives that wry look to the camera. Watch that open.
Yeah, like just watch that. Like she does in every episode of Golden Girls.
Oh, God.
My favorite thing watching Golden Girls is watching not the person talking. Watch the reactions. That's the best part of Golden Girls is like because they are all given sass and like.
They used to say apparently if a joke wasn't getting a laugh, they were like, we were never worried, we would just cut to B. Seriously, if a joke bombed, they would cut to her because they knew she would give a priceless reaction.
Mm-hmm.
She and like I said, she is incredibly talented. She is like my idol. I worship at the brilliance that is Bea Arthur. Unfortunately, this special really didn't highlight it. They were trying to make her fun and fun. Mm-hmm. She should have just sat on the piano and done an evening of like Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart. But this idea that they were trying to raise her
too much of an agenda
is
yeah.
so funny. But
fascinating.
I think it's a really good look at Melba Moore, who's a fantastic Broadway performer.
She's saying like, I got love, love,
oh,
love,
I got love,
love
yeah,
love.
From Pearly.
Yeah,
that's her.
Great song.
Don't really see that much of, didn't have the career I think that she should have deserved.
Agreed.
It's great to see some Cy Coleman up there. She does a couple of other numbers as well. And also, it's a really great exploration of somebody who was typecast all of their career and reminding them, hey, I have other skills here. And even if we joke about those skills, it's still pretty impressive.
Skills are skills.
So anyway, yeah. I think you should all watch for our 60th celebration, our 60th episode, the Beatrice Arthur special from 1980, and then take a listen to
Audra McDonald's Way Back to Paradise.
And after you do that, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I dreamed a dream of days to come where sponsorship is high and money is forthcoming.
That's beautiful, Kevin.
I really added a voice onto that one, too. I really was trying to go for something there.
Listeners, we love creating this podcast, but it does cost money. Please don't make me sell my Angel record.
Oh, my gosh. The original cast recording of Angel.
That, like, nobody has.
Nobody has it.
If you like what we are doing and want to keep doing more of it, please head over to Patreon.com.
What?
That's Patreon.com.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah,
Patreon.
Rion.
Patreon.
Yeah, and once you're there, search for Behind the Curtain Broadway's Living Legends. And of course, we don't expect you to give without receiving some great rewards.
Such rewards include behind-the-scenes videos,
ooh,
shout-outs on future episodes, or episodes, depending on what part of the country you're from, because I said episodes, and early access to some of our podcasts. Hell, for the right price, Kevin and I will come to your apartment and act out all of Agnes of God.
So head over, friends, to patreon.com to help us out.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.